is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, October 6th. It is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. Today, we're talking headlines, Headline Monday. What's in the headline, right? But I also want to talk about what is topics that you want to hash out. You know, when you have things, you say, but nobody is talking about this. I wonder if people are considering that. So that's that type of show. So we're either going to talk the headlines and hash through that, but also I want to hear from you about things that either is bothering you or things that you want to highlight. You say, man, this is going good. I wonder if anyone noticed this. Okay, so that's the conversation today, right? The other day, I see the Deputy Prime Minister mentioned that Michael Meguana, Inagua, Crooked, I think Auckland's inside that, yes, Mekal. Their boundaries, their territory, their constituency, which combines all of them together, may more than likely be split. Right? I am cool with that. Whatever reason they find to be true, I assume they're going to bring that to the Bahamian people and explain that, you know? However, recently, Crooked Island people come together, come out and say, man, you all ain't care about us. You all just normally come out during the election time, election period, and then talk about Crooked Island, right? But in terms of vested interests and coming together with new ideas, new concepts, good representation, there's a running joke right now, and where Nassau people, and when I say Nassau people, people other than Meg Mikal, right? That includes Grand Bahama, Avoco, Eleuthera, right? Who says that they don't know who's the MP for Michael? Don't they see the name, but they cannot identify him when they see the picture. They say, who is he again? It's like running. It happens again when typical behavior, especially Nassau people, see the picture and say, but who is this guy? I've never seen him anywhere. It's a running joke. And when you see Crooked Island people coming out and say, man, you only have 50 people here, right? That's a joke there too. But we need better representation. Today, we have Aaron Green joining me today. We have LeBron Minnis back again, who's joining me today as we have a conversation on Headline Mondays, what is trending inside the news. And also, I'm leaving the lines open for topics that the listening audience want to talk about. You know, those like nobody else talking about, they say, oh, let me bring it to your attention. Mm-hmm. You want the whole... Now, the whole Bahamas know that this is a concern or this is going on and this is good things. Mm-hmm. But welcome, Aaron Green. Welcome, LeBron.
Morning. By whole Bahamas, you mean Bahamian diaspora, right?
The Bahamian diaspora, too.
Yeah, good yes. stuff. Well, listen, there's a story in the paper. It was in Friday's Tribune. Cooper says Michael's seat may see a change of boundary.
Yes.
DPM, I don't know what that is, Chester Cooper yesterday reviewed constituency could be configured as the constituency's commission reviews electoral boundaries. Michael... Quote, Michael, he noted, is five islands. We've been called upon to look at scenarios like that one to see whether there is the need to make some adjustments. Pressed directly on whether Michael could become more than one constituency, replied, quote, all things are possible. We're looking at geographic makeup, but most importantly, we're looking at the demographic makeup and the population sizes. It's too soon for me to make specific comments on what the changes might be. The chair of the Boundaries Commission is the Speaker of the House. We have a committee represented by the opposition, Mr. Cartwright, as well as a justice. It would be premature for me to talk about specifics of this report. Suffice to say, it's coming soon, close quotes. Other than knowing that the Speaker is the head of the Commission, that was a whole lot of nothing right there. We go on. According to the 2022 census, the Michel constituency covering Miyagwana, Inagua, Crooked Islands, Acklands, and Long Key had a population of just over 2,000 residents, significantly fewer than many other constituencies in the country's most geographically sprawling seats. Its islands are not directly connected by regular transport links.
So now we have to determine whether it's the geographical size or you represent the people. What is it that you represent?
It's not just that. Think about this. What is the problem? Is the problem the limited population? Is the problem the geographical sprawl? Is the problem the lack of inter-island transportation? Right? Are you telling me that you need to make a change because due to the geographical sprawl, it's difficult to represent those islands? Mm. First of all, imagine how difficult it is to live in those islands if it's just difficult to represent them. So what are we actually addressing? Are we attempting to solve a problem that we actually haven't identified what the problem is? Because surely, for me, that seems to be like the best dynamic. The problem is, right? The only problem is there's a lack of beast in that geographic sprawl that makes it impossible for an MP to represent its people in the constituency, the right to represent from the constituency, represent them in New Providence.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what the problem is. And are you going to address that, or are you just going to exacerbate it?
Yeah, I mean, we need to have that discussion, but you mentioned lack of, and we're going to call us right now, so get ready, caller. Lack of technology, lack of
transportation.
Yes, and access, right? Have you ever been to Hub Island?
Yeah.
I've been to Hub Island 5 times so far, in my lifetime. Every time I go to Hub Island, there's never electricity. I see BPL says relief is on its way for the island of Eleutherouth and its consumers. And I wonder if I have confidence in that, particularly knowing that Harbour Island never have any light. I don't know. Every time I go, no light. But let's go to the first caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
You know, we have a Ministry of Foreign Family Island Affairs, and they never talk about electricity woes.
I don't know. Let's go ahead.
How you doing?
Morning.
Yeah, since you're letting us drive the bus this morning, right?
Yeah,
I have a grievance, right? I don't want the U.S. government or the Chinese to donate us any more buildings. If they can donate us anything, we need roads and drainage. If you send us one more building, I can specifically ask someone to put it on back on tow truck and send it straight back to you. We need drainage and we need roads in the Bahamas. That's all we need.
I almost agree.
That's what I mean. If they want to donate us something for Christmas, that's what we want. We want no more police cars. We ain't want no tank. We need no bullets or ammunition. We need roads and drainage. If you can't understand English, Ms. Green could relate to you in Spanish or a different language. That's all we need.
Mm-hmm. You know, I even speak Dolphin. I get it to them. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you think Bahamian road contractors would get upset? They see a mass construction by a foreign government. Mass paving, and then we have local entities
Listen. When the foreign people finish, if the road, you know, you'd have the cutout, like you on a highway, but there's no space for you to pull your car on the side, A, if it is breaking down, or B, if emergency vehicles are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they can have them, bring in the foreigners. If we can have sidewalks with actual drainage. Yeah, it's when Bay mad at me now, Mr. Newry, because I was driving past him on Wolf Road while he was waking on the sidewalk, and the sidewalk lower than the road, and it ain't got no drain. I just saying, if the foreigner can do it correctly at this point in time, y'all be upset. Have y'all seen the potholes?
Yeah,
in the east,
some craters. Who's responsible for the potholes? That's Ministry of Works.
Have y'all seen the double crater at the end of Meadow Boulevard, Meadow Street, going on to Nassau Street, opposite Boyd Road? Have y'all seen that? Y'all seen the Eastern Road? Have y'all seen Johnson Road?
Let's practice another caller. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call you there? Okay, the call is not there.
Apologies. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720.
the other day I made raise a position that I enjoy my MP or person who's vying to be an MP to be a millionaire. Of course, this caused controversy, right? Because I purposely put it there. And one person asked me why. I'm looking at Fox candidate because he was vying to be the new MP. And the money that he has spent so far, and it's personal money because clearly it's not campaign money, right? And people have made a joke saying, oh, we don't want millionaires to run, referencing the ambassador who has made indication that he wants to run and represents, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm seeing that this millionaire who's in Fox Hill spending some dollars of his own personal money. And I'm wondering if this is a culture, new culture of the Bahamas, where we as constituents expect our representative to give donations to the community or expect them to spend their own money. Because Clarence DeRoad should have been Ministry of Works, but he went and do that Clarence DeRoad for himself. Doing free legal, not legal, free medical clinics, I like it.
We don't like
it. But someone has to bear that cost.
So yeah, we don't want charity. We want structural reform. Mm. What is it? See, you could be a millionaire. What is your million for? We don't want it for charity. We want structural reform. Mm-hmm. Do your job.
But maybe the person is not MP. He's just donating.
Yeah, but are you setting the precedent?
That's what I'm asking.
Are you setting the precedent? Are you reinforcing this culture of patronage? Right? That's what the problem is.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The new MPs. We have a series of new MPs, and I can call them female MPs, women MPs, who are very empathetic, very concerning. They spend money. Empathetic? You don't think they're empathetic? You don't think they care about the community? They just give away bags and TV.
Charity versus structural reform?
Just because you don't get no free TV.
Yeah, empathy isn't charity. Empathy doesn't sit in charity. Empathy sits in structural reform.
There's pumping, there's in the boots. You saw them inside the boots as the flooding. And when they had that, what do they call it, microburst?
You know how mad I would be to see my MP parading in boots and I can't find water boots to buy, or I can't afford to buy them, or I know my children would be best suited to have them, and my MP knows that because...
You didn't appreciate them being in their water boots?
I mean, I appreciate them wearing the correct gear for once, but no. Mm. I mean, yeah, you're supposed to be in water boots, but imagine now that your residents don't have them.
There were a number of critiques saying that clearly my MP, their MP, in quotes, right, or their MP, my MP, does not care because they didn't come out in water boots. They didn't have no water tank. And I'm saying, is this a good thing that we are promoting to have the MPs responsible for?
That's not the way to tell whether your MP cares or not. What would have been the test if whether the next day in the House of Parliament they refused to, all the MPs refused to allow business to continue until the matter of addressing the recovery for residents across New Providence was tabled and began that discussion. If they really cared, they would have stopped the operation of Government House until Government House was prepared. Until Parliament was prepared to address solutions and strategies for suffering residents.
I can talk about that. Let's go to the caller first, because Pinewood had a town hall meeting, and they give plans again. So they promise to fix Pinewood, and I need to know if people believe that. It's like the umpteenth time a group has said, man, we have the solution. But let's go call a guy in radio.
Hey. Morning. Mr. Green.
Morning.
What's happening?
Yes,
I hear Nuri talking about the gentleman who wants to be the member of parliament for Fox Hill, doing clinic, doing all kinds of things. Why don't he take his clinic or to Santaville and put it in Fox Hill? If he want to be that.
That's, hold on, but isn't that the guy that has, is that guy's, is the clinic on Prince Charles and...
No,
I think his clinic is on Collins Avenue.
He's a partner in the walk-in clinics, and then he is the owner of his own clinic.
What walk-in clinic in Fox Hill?
He has his own clinic on Collins Avenue.
Yeah, but a clinic in Fox Hill? If he so care about the people that much, but let me say something about the Michael constituency.
Mm-hmm.
My constituency was really always two constituencies, you know. Ingram turned it into my car.
Okay.
Because that was led by Mr. Gray, was in Auckland's Cricket Island in Long Key. And then they had somebody else in Inagua and Miguana. After the 1997 election, going into the 2002 election, when the PLP had won.
Because let me engage you. Crooked Island has 100 people. Hold on. Crooked Island have 100 people. Long Key have 40 people.
It was two constituencies.
I agree with you. I'm just saying the numbers now. I'm just saying how times change. Acklands have about 1,200.
In the 87.
No, by talking now.
No, but I'm saying, but in the 87 election, there's way more people than that.
Yeah, but now you realize.
87 too.
But now.
Going into 1992 election.
But now you realize that with all of those islands added together, they're not even half of any of the constituencies in New Providence.
But the people still need, if it's only on an island, the people still need, those people should still have an ambulance.
The
government will therefore have the better burden.
The state has a responsibility.
There's only a couple of people, they should be treated different.
I agree with you.
You know, but like I'm saying, because I went up there with Hudson Moutrie. When Hudson Moutrie had run for the PLP up in Inagua and Miguana.
Okay.
And trust me, I don't know if any of you ever visit up there. That's a flight.
Okay.
You're going on a single plane. You're talking about almost 2.5 hours. That's how long it felt.
Yeah, man. I go to Acklands all the time, man. But yes, I hear you. The idea is whether we need to separate it into two separate constituencies.
For what?
I don't know. I waiting for them to give an explanation.
For what? How many more? First of all,
I don't know what better they can do.
Man, what's happening? You have one MP for 2,000 people. That's what the articles say, right? Mm-hmm. You have roughly in the 2022, according to the 2022 census, the Michael constituency covering the five islands had a population of just over 2,000 residents. All y'all need to do is actually provide this representation as an MP.
Mm.
Right? Tell your administration you need the technology required to be able to be resident in those islands and communicate effectively and equitably with people in Nassau, in Parliament. You may need to be able to zoom in, right? Zoom into Parliament because of the distance. But it represents, it's like it's highlighting the issues. Y'all need to facilitate inter-island travel. I mean, when they say Nassau is the capital, they mean that. Everything is centralized through Nassau. Imagine to get from Auckland's to Inagua. You may have to fly to Nassau unless you could catch the mailboat. And God forbid, you're in Nassau, you get on the mailboat, go into Auckland, and you wake up and find out you're in Andrus. Because that happens to people regularly.
You see those high-end ferry boats that move from Nassau Harbor to Paradise Island?
Yeah.
You think that would have helped?
No, those aren't sufficient, but...
You have some islands that don't even have airports.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
They don't even have medical facilities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's LeBron. This is it. We know that. We are trying to figure out why the MPs don't know it.
They know it. It's just that it is what it is. Let's go to this caller. Go ahead, Guardian Radio.
Yeah, good day, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah, good day.
Yeah, that previous caller talking about the Mike Al constituency, right?
Mm-hmm.
You tell him you go to Auckland all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a government ferry that goes twice a day from the Cove across the lovely bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Nassau to the little key in the back of Rose Island. That's the distance of that. You can walk across there in low tide.
Mm-hmm.
So Crooked Island and Auckland is basically connected. That's a free government ferry twice a day. Now, in Long Key, five people live there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Five people, okay? So let's look at them when they say Crooked Island, Auckland, and Long Key. That's basically like a chain between Crooked Island and Auckland. That's the main thing. And a little ferry go to Long Key, which is right there. And only five people there. So when they talk about Miguana and Inagua, that's a different setting. So it ain't as big or as expensive as the same. Once you go down there, schedule the time, go down there, and might take a flight from Crooked Island and Auckland, but he could be between Crooked Island, Auckland, from today, and be over in Auckland by this evening and coordinate their travels. So what are they talking about? Another thing, Anui, you think you could board a bulletproof BMW so Aaron could go and check that and ride that van and see this on Meadow Street, Nassau Street, inside the
BMW? You see it, BMW? Eh? Huh? You see the one at Meadow Street and Nassau Street, eh?
No, I see it, but when you talk about, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
Someone was reporting the one now, but call obviously when car gets stuck in it, right?
Down yeah.
Today. Yeah, but you know, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, but Nuri, yeah, go bought that man, you know, I'm from by the OPM.
I could ask the Prime Minister if I could at least ride in the backseat.
Yeah, you was starting to navigate that on the same roads because they won't fix them. But you know, he could bought up and that park up and he ain't doing nothing.
But that car can sense speed bumps ahead, though. You have a sensor.
Don't worry about that. Let's see how we can survive them shocks like everybody else on the road because he ain't traveling on these kind of roads.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you,
brother.
Yeah,
I have
you.
This text here says, Mr. Nuri, amen to the call for drainage coil. Whether it's the U.S. Army Corps or engineers or a donation from China, appreciating how experienced they have become at construction and development over the past 20 years, we need proper drainage now. Our northwestern community residents, Vicarina, St. Albans Drive, and Propel Truck are furious. You think we need external? I mean, you already
know. St. Kitts have a tunnel through the mountain.
Who did that for them?
I don't know, but we need to call them.
Whoever did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just seems that if our problems are bigger than what we can do to solve it, that we need outside help.
The problems are certainly bigger than individuals solve, or citizens, right? One person can't solve it. And it turns out that one constituency alone can't solve it. And we may need a support. I see you got the caller there, Mr. Nuri. I want to tie this sort of family mm-hmm. island discussion to immigration in a way that we possibly haven't before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I mean, I don't know if you want to go to the caller.
Let's go to the caller first and then get tied it in. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Radio AM, caller. Go ahead. No? Kermit, let's move to the next one so we clear the board. Go ahead, Guy in Radio AM.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron, and good morning, CA.
Morning.
Yeah, see, problem with my car and with good thing for the younger generation now with bringing the issues to the point. Their grandparents, you see, they was putting party over their issues. Because, like, V. Alfred Gray ran about 5 times.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's madness. Madness.
See, their grandparents used to be telling them, oh, what PLP, boy, what pilling? Boy, what pilling on that, boy? Well, we ain't want to need no water, we ain't need no current, boy. Pilling, boy, PLP or nothing, boy. But then, see, this younger generation ain't into that foolishness and things like that. So they bring in the issues to the forefront. So that's why it's a big. But they only want to turn that into 2 seats. So they could create a seat for one of their boys. That's all they want to do.
That's what they're looking like.
Create an extra seat, for one of their boys. That's all what they're saying. But see, the younger people not stepping forward, man, because if Ingram didn't go down there 92 of them current, they probably would never have current. They'd still be, by pilling or nothing, by cut me and bleed yellow, by and things like that, by PLP, like they're the PLP. Yeah, you all have a nice day, man.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for that. It says, good morning, wow. CA and Aaron. Ministry of Works is my MP for Central and South Elutra. The road in Elutra to Gregory Town is in a shameful state.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the potholes expand when it rains. The water and the power goes out almost every day. We need better.
Yes, the people them they are slipping back into pre-1992 Bahamas. Also,
you think the government notice?
Yes, they notice. Of course, they notice.
In fact, I think they notice so much that they build a map for the police and ambulance when they have to make them emergency.
go around this, go around that,
follow the map. Yeah, you get to where you're going without bumping into any of these things.
That's what they have to do. So, immigration and family island development, right? You know, a part of the U.S.'s talking points about the pressure on Venezuela is that Venezuela is in conflict right now with Guyana. Venezuela trying to claim part of Guyanese territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Guyana has to maintain a constant presence on those borders to protect its territory. And we like to talk about immigration, but we're not really talking about immigration, because if we were really talking about immigration, right, we would demand that our government focus on development in the family islands so Bahamians can occupy their islands. For 20 years, Nuri, for 20 years, I've been asking Bahamians to ask their government if their government is trying to starve them out of the family islands so the family islands could be used for FDI and, more importantly, for this delicious debt for nature swap that has been put on the table.
Let me bring in your girl.
If you don't occupy it, you're going to lose it.
I come to read now, Corbin, but let me bring in your girl. Mia Motley.
Yeah.
She has started this program where freedom of movement.
Yeah, we discussed that on Thursday. So it's Belize, Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Is that CSME coming back again? And do you think in the future, because it ain't going to be now, in the future, Bahamians would be minded to have such freedom of people and people who want to pay more taxes and develop the Bahamas in general, who want to work instead of Bahamas? Just register. No work permit needed. Because you have your identification, you just apply and...
You remember the commercial enterprise bill and the part that said, if you apply for a work permit and you do not get a response from the government within, 15 days?
Yeah. It's deemed accepted.
It's deemed that your work permit has been approved.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying about what?
Mm-hmm.
About places where you don't need work permit?
Yeah. I mean, you think we live... Same thing. Let's go to the caller. Guided Radio AM caller. It's Aaron and LeBron is with me today.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
To both of you. If Sir Lyndon Finlay, Marla Butler, all of those fathers, what made the Bahamas the way it is now, to this day, back in the 1973s and 1980s, when Finlay and them leave the country as is, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Christie, all of these former members of Parliament, they ain't do nothing different from what Mr. Finlay and them leave this country as. If they come back now, they'll be so shamed, they'll be disgraced of how bad they're running this country. The country has been run so bad, the hospital has been closed now for 7 years. The police, it's a waste of time. Don't call them because they ain't coming. Only way they come is it's a drug bank robbery. That's the only way they come into that. Our country has been run so bad that, listen, mister, all the immigration, everything in this country is totally bad. And we keep awarding these people under these bad services. You can't call on BC to come and fix your light if it's off. Cable behind, nobody, nothing. I want you all to inside there to answer me this question. What works in this country? Nothing works in this country.
Man, the Bahamas ain't that bad.
Nothing, sir. Just a real word, really.
Caller, let me ask you a question. I got you. Caller, I agree with you. I agree with you. Let me ask you a quick question, right?
Yeah.
You called Pinling. I can call him the subtle dictator. Pinling, the subtle dictator. Look here. Was Pinling, when Pinling put 73-1 in the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
Was Pinling preparing to be a benevolent dictator? Or a regular dictator?
Well, he get what he get to get out of the town. He now, this is a modern-day time. This is modern-day time. And we have to get with the program. Look at what's happening with the situation with the 14-year-old girl who got raped by her brother.
Yeah.
They have to stick with the time and start dealing with crime differently. Everything is different now. These hideous crime. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters used to sleep together for years. This is something brand new.
Yeah.
On this island was despicable.
Mm.
And the thing about it, we have to stick with the time because we have common sense now, but we have to enforce different laws.
Yeah.
You have these MPs sitting up in the House Assembly, ain't doing nothing, only run about stupid things, and it ain't benefiting the country. The country is going underneath, and y'all know it. We have to call a spade.
Definitely,
I
know.
For these people.
Definitely, know Bahamians are frustrated. I know Bahamians are frustrated.
The country is going backwards.
I don't even like to make my bed. What do you mean by covering up for people?
Thank you very much, caller.
Yes, sir.
This texter, as we go to the break, says the government should not buy peas that cost more than $40,000 immediately.
If they want to use that money to take the transition, the transportations to the different islands. We barely have transportation on any other island.
Yeah, that's right. That we need Crazy. Public transportation on other islands. But why did they not buy in MP cars from B-Forward?
We buy MP cars from B-Forward?
The cars sell them cheap Japanese cars.
There you go. Thanks.
Exactly.
Let's go to
a small car.
Let's go to commercial. They don't need to drive anyone else's car. They only need them to drive.
Use the money to get them cars. You know what I mean?
The car's supposed to have no riders on the side.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to be back. So whatever you want to talk about today that is not usually spoken about, or you just want it to air out, call us.
Speak your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Guide and Radio, we'll be right back.
Catch on our side.
Just show me Bala boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair, you say. That's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. Screening reveals a concern? Our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Bigger, longer, wider. Saturdays are getting supersized on Guardian Radio following the always heavy hitting The Eye Opener at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for the full size, The Accredited from 10th Year Seniors at 11 a.m. Now for a full 2 hours. Then Tell It to Stanya at 1 p.m. is now even longer at 90 minutes. The big, all-new season of Our Blue Bahamas from Breathe is now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with DeAndra Cartwright is smiling wide at its new time, 3 p.m. It's the new big Guardian Radio Saturdays on 96.9 FM or GuardianTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right on the Nassau Guardian grounds, Carter Street.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference against breast cancer. Every dollar counts toward awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day. Proudly sponsored by the Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and the Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and pack 2-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this ready personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have not necessarily an open line, but we want to hear what you want to talk about, right? Of course, we have things that is headlined to the news that we're bringing about. I mentioned Mia Mottley and the Freedom Movement. I know Aaron had an entire show about that. And Aaron is on the break saying, man, we have Freedom Movement of people right now. All kind of people are here working without papers, right? And I said, same thing. Let's go to the caller right now, engage them. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Hi, good day, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Green.
Morning.
Hi, I can morning. Also attest with the previous caller in reference to our roads and our drainage system.
Mm-hmm.
Our government is at their priority, especially after 52 years of being independent, due to the weather climate changing, and we are surrounded by the ocean. We, the behemoths, need better roads with modern technology drainage systems.
I don't want you to go no place yet. I want to gauge you. And thanks for calling, by the way.
Thank you. Actually, it's my first time calling.
And I appreciate that. I didn't ever recognize your voice, but that's why I want to take my time with you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is roads, Ministry of Works, a election issue? You think people will be vexed enough to say, man, y'all are not doing enough in terms of maintaining our roads and our environment?
No, definitely. Roads, Ministry of Works should not even be placed under politics. Definitely, it should be on it, in its own state to say it doesn't matter who is in, there's place being there, sufficient funds there allocated, so it doesn't matter who is in. It could be whether it's PLC, FNM, DNA, or COI, it doesn't matter.
I got you. I understand the point that you're making, the political issue, right?
No.
But I will say this. If any candidate comes to you or anybody campaigning on the economy, right, and they've made the economy a political issue, but they don't reference how they will maintain smooth, navigable roads, then they lie and they don't know what they're talking about. Because the primary, see, we believe that the primary function of the road is so we could just hit just road. Right? Oh. As a free person, I could do what I want, just road. But the truth is, the roadways in your country are a part of your economic system. And they must be managed efficiently and effectively to maximize the potential of your economic output, both collectively and individually. So, I agree with you. You don't let them make the roadworks a political issue. But if anybody come talking to you about the economy and they don't include in their economic plan how they will ensure the effective and efficient movement of goods, peoples, and services over properly maintained roads, then...
Yes, and also, and guess what? It will cost, of course, it will cost us. But we have to make that decision if we want to spend upfront on the quality of items, of the things that are being purchased, or on the back end. And when I say the back end, that's for the laborers. Because if you don't want to buy, spend sufficient money on quality products, then what you think is going to happen? Okay, when you cut back on not spending the quality products, then you have to now maintain this work by with your laborers. So now if you're going to say, okay, we need this too much money to buy this product, okay, to give us good roads. Or no, let's keep on buying this particular product where they have to keep fixing the roads. So that means you're going to need you're going to need laborers to continuously fixing the potholes and all the clogged drains to clear the drainage system.
I appreciate you calling. And call back. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, I like
thank
that.
You that's very much, man.
That's a good call.
And I do have a little point, a solution.
Okay.
And all they have to do, something simple, you know, easy thing the government can think about, place a small tax percentage on all new buildings. We have a lot of buildings going up. Place a little tax for each new building that goes up, take out a fee and let that go towards our road project and the maintenance of the drainage system.
My own money goes to consolidated fund.
See?
Yeah. I hear you, man.
That opens up a whole new, thank a you whole for new conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit.
Wow.
Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller.
Mr. Nuri.
Hey.
Good morning to you and your guest, Tim. This is a problem I have, and I was looking at this. Now, first of all, I know you believe when God says something, it has to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here is what I'm going to say to you. There's a noon well pastor, and there's another female one, and there's another male one. Both of them say, Lincoln Bain is the anointed one, that God tell them Lincoln Bain is the anointed one, that he's going to run this country. If that's the case, all argument might as well stop and just throw in the towel. If we say we believe in these people, I won't call their name because I know you know if I call their name, you will know them. But I have a problem with that also myself because I believe truly that the PLP will return again. Now, you could respond to that, and that's what it is what it is. Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. I'm trying to find a quote about false prophets.
Just name God did watch all these little children be molested in the country at the hands of caregivers and supervisors and pastors, and sometimes in the pastor's bedroom and sometimes in the pastor's church,
mm-hmm.
right? Once it's not the same God we're talking about.
In Deuteronomy 18 and 22, if a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, but the thing does not happen, it gives you instruction what to do. So that's what I can tell you. We must wait. We must wait till after the election, and then you know. Then you read the Bible and see what we must do. But if it happens, then we know it's true. Guided Radio AM, go ahead, caller. Caller, there. Caller, going once. Call again twice to clear the line there, Kermit. Mr. Nuri, our Ministry of Tourism should be alarmed by these state of roads. Thousands of visitors rent motor vehicles and use these roads. One injury due to potholes, that's all it takes. That's concerning.
No, don't worry. When they had the ATV accident on Long Wharf with two tourists on it and one fell, then it overturned and one of the tourists died,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't any question of whether the quality of the roads out there were led to the accident. We've had massive incidents on the road involving tourists, and it hasn't sparked any shift.
Nope.
In action, activity, nothing. Focus, attention.
Prep to call it, Kermit.
Nothing.
Okay, say, good morning, Nuri, and your guests. I listen to your show every day, and they say you would be a good consultant for government because you know your stuff. You are a very smart lady. Keep up your good works. God bless you and Guardian Radio. Let's go to the call of the air, Kermit.
Thank you, Texter.
Guardian Radio.
Yeah, Nuri, how are you doing?
Rachel, man.
Guess what, Nuri? If you follow what you just read from that Bible, they would have been punished or dealt with from their previous prediction.
Because
this would be the first one that didn't come true.
Perhaps we need, especially with your technology, we need to highlight what all they predicted over the years so we could call people charlatans to their face.
Actually, the easiest thing to do, they've made so many predictions, just tell them to name the ones that came true.
You know, see, Alan, just once, you know, I okay with it once it's not the same God that told the Israel thing that those people did to y'all and tried to destroy you with, go do that to other people. Once it ain't that God, I cool.
Or the one that who they say pray to, but they wouldn't go to the hospital and pray and solve those problems there.
Mm-hmm.
But the question that one of your callers asked, like, does anything work in the Bahamas? Is a question that I have asked for almost 10 plus years on the station. It's a question I always used to open with the Dwight. Tell me just name, don't tell me what was possible. Name me something that actually works. Name me a ministry that functions the way it should. Now, the problem is that we have taken to the position that we have accepted that when government, we use things out of context. We accept that when people say, oh, we have a policing plan, we have an energy plan, those are not energy plan. And I've offered a reward, $10,000 if you can bring me the plan. But you have to meet the definition of what a plan is. A plan is a detailed roadmap that turns strategy into step, resources, and timeline, KPI, and the rest.
It's a blueprint.
So, no, it's beyond the blueprint. The blueprint is not anything. You know, like a blueprint like a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give the guy the blueprint. It's the person that reads the blueprint that does the building,
right?
But yeah. I want the, but certain KPIs that goes beyond a blueprint. And it's the problem is that we have failed to do one thing in 25 years. And that's grow the economy equal to the rate of inflation and our population growth, which increases the need on our infrastructure. And so what we've had is we have had governments that have spent less on the plantation so that they could meet guidelines. If you look at the growth of inflation, look at our population growth and our needs, and look at our budget, it's not grown proportionately. And so it simply means that we are not building the way or maintaining at the level we need to.
Okay.
What we need is leadership that is capable of bringing us an actual plan to grow the economy, considering that we are nothing but a small boat compared to that may make it turn on a dime on the various things that happen in the global economy.
I thank you for that, Casey Allen. And I'm always appreciative of your contribution. You always give us insight, which is supposed to be obvious, but clearly, we ain't getting it.
LeBron, Pinlin, subtle dictator or benevolent dictator? You don't have to answer. Nuri, Pinlin, subtle dictator or benevolent dictator?
I try not to disparage our leaders, man.
Why would that be disparaging?
Because I don't want to call him no dictator. I just saying
but
that.
What if he was?
He was a creature of his time.
And? What if?
I believe.
I mean, actually, I agree with you.
I believe all of our prime ministers they got cut from the seeing cloth. All of them have dictatorial attitudes.
Miniscut.
Separate? Peculiar then. That one peculiar.
Yeah. He cut from a different cloth.
Remember,
but he does have dictatorial.
Competent, yeah.
He does have dictatorial, but
competent authority.
But still cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But is a benevolent dictator a slur?
Mm. The thesis right there.
I have one word to say. Mm-hmm. Money.
Money? Yeah. Before we go.
Why say something so exciting amongst such
like
excitable
money.
People
I like
who
money.
Don't expect excitement?
I like money.
What time is it?
We have 3 minutes.
Okay,
that's why I went to you. Tell me about your experience last week. Friday? When you go? Thursday.
Friday at Future Democracy.
Thursday?
Friday.
When did you contribute?
Friday, yeah.
Okay, Friday then. Go ahead.
Friday 11th.
Just want people to know what happened there.
Right, you know, I talked a bit about it on the top side, but it was great. Every day was filled with excellent presentations, and the best part about the conference is that the attendees expand the conversation every time in the question and answer session. These were great sessions, 1 hour, so you had a substantial talk, anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes. And most sessions had excellent amount of time for question and answer. Because, you know, Bahamians, we have a comment and a question. We had plenty of time for that, but it could have been better attended.
Now, my next question is, now what? After that, this course, the fourth one, what's
okay,
the next thing?
So I'm Dr. Strawn, and the organizers will be determining whether they're going to focus on the conference number 5 or another themed conference. Because, you know, for independence, they did color class and colonialism, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They did that one. But what I do know is that you can find recorded sessions online now, and they intend on composing like a documentary style product. So you can get clips of presentations as well.
I mean, it's excitable times. I mean, the whole of the F&M contingent is in studio today, I guess. Who's your host for the next show?
I wonder.
I mean, Michael Pintad, who never come on our show, he's there. I see his aide out there. I mean, it's going to be an excitable show in the next few minutes right now. I'm excited, and I haven't even part of that show.
Well, listen, you know what that means? That means stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9
yes.
FM, because Guardian today going to be hot today.
Guy going to be hot. Yeah.
Somebody brought the torch inside.
Yes, yes, I'm excited about it, man. But anyway, it's now 11:59. Right. I enjoyed this conversation. I just wanted to hear more from our listening audience on what is trending, what are their issues, what they want to be addressed, right? Hopefully we can empower more people to do that.
And as the days go on, I can tell you why I'm going to keep asking that question, Pindling, subtle dictator, or
leave Pindling alone, man.
But listen, you want to talk about why the people in Eleuthera still don't have the same level of services in New Providence?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I think I know the answer.
We can talk about that too. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Murray. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Thank you very much, LeBron Minnis.
No problem.
Tomorrow, I think I have guests, but I'll make sure as we continue our march towards October. You know what? October is my favorite holiday month.
No, it'll be in October. October is older person's month as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just like Halloween.
Halloween's
I like wearing masks.
Oh, not National Heroes Day.
Trick-or-treat. Yeah. And plus,
I mean, that's some of them wearing masks.
Yes.
Look at that list.
Let me gotta go. Y'all take care.
Catch you soon.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.